The federal election is essentially done and dusted. Certainly for the Hunter electorate, we have ourselves a new representative. His name is Dan Repicoli. He joins us this morning. Dan, congratulations.
Thank you, Andrew. Pleasure to be here with you and the listeners as well.
Mate, how do you feel? You got a bit of a swing towards you as well, which is a little bit different to what the Labor Party got across the nation.
It certainly is good. I've got a good feeling right now. Obviously, being able to win the seat, the hard work we put in has paid off. So the work the volunteers and my team and I have done, like, it's been an amazing journey, to be honest.
Dan, what are your expectations for the next 3 years?
To look after the 128,000 bosses that I've just been given, to look after them and listen to their needs and really try and represent the voice of them in Canberra.
It's an interesting position that you're in, Dan. We spoke about how important mining is to this area in the lead-up to the election, yet across the nation, there's obviously been a lot of call in regards to climate change. How do you work through that, the importance of employment here, as well as dealing with climate change?
So it's quite simple for our area. Our area is going to have one of the biggest booms it's had in years. We've got a booming mining industry, and we've got a private sector that's putting billions and billions of dollars into our region to put renewables in and also hydrogen into the area. And we're going to have a boom in workforce. We're going to have a boom in so many ways here. We're going to have so much money that's being earned in the Hunter and also spent in the Hunter.
Do you feel that you're going to have to spend a lot of time with that message? Because the opposition forces, if you will be constantly trying to put fear in the people's hearts that they're going to be losing their jobs over the next 3 years.
Oh, most certainly. They've done that on this campaign. They've run the biggest scare campaign they can on this one topic pretty much. And it just proves that the actual people in the Hunter know what they're talking about. They understand that we have a changing environment here. But they also understand that while people don't buy our coal, we will sell them our coal. And at the end of the day, we need someone who understands coal mining, understands their region, understands all the other fantastic aspects we have of the Hunter here and what we have to offer, and that they can represent them in Canberra.
Dan, in the lead-up to the election, you and I spoke about the importance of health services in the area. Where do you go to start the ball rolling on getting that sorted out?
So straight away, obviously, we'll talk in Cabinet about that straight up and caucus and work out the best plan forward with it, because there's a lot of things we've got to fix and we obviously don't have a lot of time. 3 years is not a lot of time, so we've got a lot of things to fix in that time, and we've just got to get down to Canberra and get started.
And obviously, there's a lot of disunity in Australia. I mean, we talk about that sort of stuff, straight after an election. How do we bring everybody together and have us all pointing in the right direction, or at least in the same direction?
Just communication, I think, is the biggest thing. Communication's the biggest thing for everyone. Having good plans, working with our fantastic trade union movement, working with people, working with everyone involved in the industry.
And Dan, are you a little bit excited about your first caucus meeting and the opportunity to walk into Parliament House and make your maiden speech?
Certainly, I'm excited about that. So we'll just wait. We haven't heard anything about when our first sitting will be. So we'll just wait and hear over the coming days and see where we go from here.
Well, on behalf of everybody here in the Hunter, congratulations. We look forward to the next 3 years. I'm sure we will speak frequently. And good luck on your first day in Parliament.
Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, listeners, and thank you, everyone in the Hunter, for helping me get into Parliament. Thank you very much.